25th November, 1945. On to Skandashramam. Tomorrow is the auspicious day fixed for Bhagavan to go to Skandashramam with devotees and hold a feast there. All the brothers and sister devotees residing in and around the ashram were busy the whole day making a fuss about arrangements for the trip. Bhagavan was, however, sitting as usual, dignified, calm, and unconcerned. If all ask him to go, he may do so. If they say, "Do not go," he will stay away. Is there anything for him to pack up or worry about? The kamandalu, water bowl, the kara, walking stick, the kaupina, loincloth, and the towel over him are all the things about him. The moment he thinks of it, he could get ready to start. Shankaracharya has described only such sages as kaupinavantaha kalu bhagyavantaha. He who wears a loin cloth is verily the richest. This ashram, this program, these devotees, and this paraphernalia are all like a drama enacted on the stage for the benefit of others, but does Bhagavan really need them all? Out of his abundant mercy, he is in our midst, thus bound down. By a mere wish, could he not go away freely crossing the seven seas? Remember, his staying with us is our special good luck. I shall write to you again about tomorrow's happenings.